The following program is for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800 presents Passion with sex therapist Dr. Lori Petito. To connect with Dr. Lori, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility at 800-491-CJAD. Now, here's Dr. Lori Petito.
I'm Lori Petito, clinical psychologist and sex therapist. And, of course, we open up the lines. If you've got questions about love, sex, relationships, call in 514-790-0991. Star Talk, star 8255 on your Bell Mobility cell phone, 1-800-491-CJAD. Tonight, a very special guest all the way from California, George L. Preslian. He is a true love specialist. He'll be in Montreal doing a seminar, which you can attend, and we'll tell you all about that seminar. But we want to talk about love, how you can get the love that you want, the love that you deserve. And of course, we can have general conversations about love. What do you think? Do you think we tend to romanticize love? Are our expectations too high? Do we need to adjust here? And what is responsible for the high divorce rate? Does it have anything to do with love? Do you believe it's possible to find everlasting love? 514-790-0991. You know, many times I hear stories of couples that, well, they come to see me 20 years, 25 years, 30 years of marriage, and then kaboom, no more. Either somebody cheated or something happened, and, well, everlasting, no more. And these are people who thought that their love was everlasting. But maybe we can find a way to make that work and at least help you find the love if you haven't found the love. Welcome to the show, George.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
So we're going to talk about this. First of all, you're a true love specialist. You have to tell us what that means exactly, right?
Well, you know, it's just being able to tell the difference between all the different kinds of love that are out there and the kind that maybe you'll see in a movie. I watched Lady Hawk. It's an old movie from the mid-80s, and I thought it was a spectacular example of the kind of true love that I'm talking about. So I wanted to, you know, get that straight right from the beginning. We're not just talking about love here. We're talking about, like you said, everlasting love, true love, the one that really...
You obviously believe in it then, George.
No, it's a horrible thing to believe in it.
Okay.
That's the worst thing you can do. But we all know about it, and right, that's important. It's a thing in the world. That's what I would say. If we're going to start off right here, then we should identify that whether you believe in it or not, whether you hate it or not, whether it's the last thing that you would ever, right, you know, which, of course, is one of the properties, maybe, that you could say, or one of the effects that true love has on people, is it actually repels them and gives them the opposite of what you would...
Well, that's interesting.
The deepest pain, the...
How do you know, though, that you are not... that you found true love and that you're not romanticizing love? Because I find people, especially in the beginnings of a relationship, everything is great. The beginnings, it's lust, it's you can't get enough of each other, you feel like you are so in love, mm-hmm, but then, you know, time goes and somehow that just...
Not very much time, usually.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, at the most 6 months.
Yeah.
How do we not fall into that trap? Or should we not bother and just let ourselves fall into that because that's a natural process?
Well, you know, people do that. Some people do that. They just say, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to, you know, they talk to their friends. And that's a common thing. You know, you get in that feeling and you
it's
go to your
feeling.
Friends.
Right.
Of course, it's the greatest feeling.
Right.
But let's call it more than a feeling. Let's just, for the purposes of our discussion, I think this will become important later.
Okay.
Let's say that true love, everlasting love, forever love, whatever you call it, it's the same thing, and it's different than all the other kinds of love, mm-hmm, and everybody knows what it is, and like I said, reference your favorite romance novel or movie or something,
right,
like that. You know, try and keep
it... That's our fantasy of love.
Well, try and keep it... I'm trying to keep it safe for us to even talk about
it. Okay.
This deadly, horrible thing called
right,
true love.
That's right,
know?
That's right.
It could ruin your life.
Yes, it can.
It can ruin marriages. It can tear, you know, people's hearts apart. It can, you know...
Well, only if we don't have a a real notion of what it is. I think if we romanticize and we have these expectations of what it should be that it is not, that's when it can have ruinous effects.
No, that's the psychologist talking, and that's valuable, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I hope so.
That's very valuable.
But okay, from the true love expert, George L. Presley, and you tell us.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, because it's all absolutely true. What I'm adding is that if we can establish in the beginning of our time together tonight, and I mean your time and mine together and everybody who's listening, that we're talking about a dangerous, deadly substance here, and if we can establish that, then I think people are going to feel more safe to even think about it without, you know, immediately turning off the radio or listening in dread.
Why? Because they think love is such a dirty word.
Well, not love, but true love, everlasting love, that one that has an extra spiritual kind of ring to it that you said fantasy might be associated. Oh, it's just a fantasy.
The deep soul connection love.
Well, now, soul, that's something that is right away, gets you away from true love, I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here's a little secret, you know, a big secret, actually. Everyone's always, you know, true love, and they think about my soulmate.
Yes.
My perfect partner.
Well, maybe not so perfect, but soulmate.
Yeah,
sure.
Soulmate. Right. Okay, so right away, you're already down and out. You know, you missed it. Because true love is a feeling. It's a something that you can feel, let's say, with any lover. For a moment, for a day, like you've said. Obviously, most people, and I know it must be the case for you because you spoke about it earlier, that it's something that you feel at the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
And for most people, you've probably felt it with more than one person.
Right. But that's true lust to me. That's not love to me.
Well, okay.
I like the fact that we're having an argument about love. What do you think?
I like the fact that we're having an argument about it, too, because that's probably what's going on inside of people's minds all the time.
Right.
And we've already brought up some of the mental objections that come up to true love.
Right. Now,
obviously, true love is a feeling, and it's supposedly the greatest magic in the universe and beyond.
Right.
The most powerful force, like water can dissolve anything if it's given enough time. Love has the power to heal anything, but true love, we're going to focus on that, has the power to... So you go, well, if that's true, you know, why is there war in the world?
There you go. Why do people get sick, and why do people die, and why do people... I mean, there's so many... Why? I mean, you know, that to me, I believe that is a romantic notion that love cures all or that love will fix everything.
I think that it's one of the characteristics of true love is that it actually is the greatest magic that there is. It actually is the force that can heal anything.
You're just going to have to convince us tonight. That's why you're here. George L. Presley is here, true love specialist. You're going to call me cynical. By the end of the day, you're going to say, boy, that girl is cynical.
Everyone is. We all are about that. That's one of the, you know, the inner critic is one of the objectors to true love.
So there's lots of objectors to true love within all of us, and is that why it's so difficult for some of us to find or to believe in that true love?
Well, you know, let's talk about Aikido for a minute. This is a martial art, because we're actually, people are fighting against love all the time. And so let's talk about a martial art that is actually using love to fight, because I, in Japanese, I think means AI, right? Aikido, A-I-K-I-D-O. Mm-hmm. So I means love, ki is like chi or prana, energy, and do is the way. So it's like the way of loving energy.
Mm-hmm.
It was developed by this guy, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Morihei Ueshiba, and he was like the typical, you know, what do they call him, like the 90-pound weakling, sort of. I mean, he actually was quite a muscular, short guy. And, you know, excuse me for anyone who studies Aikido if I'm offending him. I revere him. He's amazing. But he showed that he developed this martial art after studying many other ones that is founded on pure love. So he's using true love or pure love in fighting. And what he proved...
I'm confused. Well, okay, you'll have to tell me how he does that.
Well, very quickly, for one thing about Aikido is that there's absolutely no attacking, which is one of the attributes of love. You never have to hurt anybody. You never harm anybody. You never... Really, if it's really true love, there's a way to get
things
done.
There's a way, but you got to learn that way.
Like Gandhi did. Or practice.
Yes, or you can learn in therapy, too, in couple therapy, how to show that love without destroying each other with that love, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, again, you would know because you're the psychologist. So, right. You know, you have a lot to teach us about that, you know, right. to confirm that it's true, that there is a way, but not that people would necessarily use it. So,
right.
But in Aikido, there's amazing demonstrations of like he did things like had somebody with a loaded gun 40 feet or 40 yards away from him, who was professional, marksman or something, had the gun up in the air, ready, cocked and pulled the trigger. And he came and disarmed him before he could pull the trigger. And so he explained, you know, how did he do that? And it's something about, you know, time and space, and in the he could sense, you know, in the guy's nervous system before he even thought about pulling
goodness.
The trigger. And then he, like, went in the gap between time and space. And these are the kinds of things you can do when you focus on
Love. You better tell us, well, and we'll take a short break, but you'll tell us how us ordinary folks can do that without necessarily learning the martial arts. You're listening to Passion. We're talking about love. You can get more information by going to www.changeyourlovestory.com. We'll tell you how to change that love story coming right up, and you can also, you'll find out about this seminar taking place July 14th as well. You're listening to Passion on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
When Ken was little, he wasn't like the other kids.
Hey, Ken, want to play baseball?
No, Francois, let's bake a cake.
How about playing in the treehouse?
No, I want to make croissants.
So Ken and Francois opened up Gourmet Privilege to make delicious breads, cakes, pastry, and croissants for everyone.
It's because we don't like baseball,
Ken.
Okay, I'm the short, fat guy.
And I'm the tall, skinny guy.
Together, we are Gourmet Privilege.
Gourmet Privilege, with three delicious locations, 1001 Fleury and 106 St. Charles in Brunswick and Kirkland, and Marché Jean Talon. Have fun and get fit. West Island Pilates, the newest fitness studio in the West Island, invites you to experience smaller, personalized classes designed to put the fun back into fitness while getting results. West Island Pilates offers a wide range of Pilates classes from mat to reformer, given by expert certified instructors, as well as fitness, yoga, and dance classes, which include erotic, salsa-size, belly dancing, and jazz. There's even mom and tot classes. For more information, log on to westislandpilates.com.
Now, Passion Heats Up on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Dr. Lori Petito, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
By the way, that's the proper URL. It's www.changingyourlovestory.com. We'll talk to you about a seminar happening here in Montreal. My guest is George L. Presley, and he's here from California. He is a true love specialist. It's funny to hear.
I love how you say that.
You love that?
It's perfectly cynical.
He does all kinds of other things. You can check it out on the website. But that's the one we came up with that kind of encompasses all of this. A true love specialist. I want to hear from all of you who have been in love, want to be in love. You deserve to get the love that you want, don't you? And do you think that we romanticize love? Have you had trouble because of that, because of your expectations? Let's talk about that. And do you believe in everlasting love? One person, one love. We can talk about destiny. We could talk about all of that tonight. 514-790-0991. What about destiny? I mean, is that something that you believe, that we have one person that we're destined to be with forever?
I like to divide it between the human bodies and the spiritual beings.
Okay.
So in that sense of, it doesn't matter what you believe in or religion or something, I think a lot of people have some sense that, you know, we're inhabiting our bodies as spiritual beings.
Right.
And so
that we're more than just the body here, that we've got something that stays behind or that's there.
Or passes on.
Right.
Something like that.
Some other level of being.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so in the sense of destiny, soulmates, for example, immediately brings up the idea that there's something involved with something called the soul.
Right.
And obviously that would be transiting from one body to the next. I think there's even people who don't believe in reincarnation who are looking for their soulmate.
Right.
Which, again, points to the mind is a little bit off. when it comes to looking for love.
I have a hard time with this. The soulmate thing, I believe in soulmates, but not that there's one soul in this huge universe out there that is my one soulmate. I just find that a ridiculous concept.
Well, people talk about twin flames, they talk about split apart in that genre of soulmate. So a soulmate, I think, is it could be anyone. You have probably everybody in your family is your soulmate, and that's taking...
So someone with a deeper connection to you somehow is
someone
a soulmate.
That you've
could be
had
more
a past
than
life
one.
With.
Okay, well, we may disagree on that one. Let's not even get into past lives, okay? Let's stick to love right now.
But that's soulmate. What is a soulmate if it's not past
know.
Life?
I don't know if it's a past
You're
life.
You're one
I'm
of those
sure.
people who thinks about soulmates and doesn't believe in
that's
past
right.
lives.
There
see?
You go. You see?
Isn't that amazing?
Well, no.
Well, what's a soulmate then? It's just this concept of, there's no wonder you can't find true, not you, but people who are thinking about looking for your soulmate. You should look into reincarnation. If you don't believe in reincarnation, you should find a different terminology.
But okay, sometimes, so what can I use then? To me, it's someone I'm deeply connected to.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful way to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, that's a soulmate.
Changing the language sometimes can open the door to more love. More of this true and everlasting love. Because the mind is the barrier a lot of times to this thing that we're talking about, this
right.
everlasting love. Everlasting love is a feeling that you can allow into your marriage, you can allow it into
right.
your first date, you can have it guide you and teach you. But if you close the door to it by thoughts, like, oh, my soulmate, and then you can never find your soulmate, or you don't even know what your soulmate
right.
is. How could
well,
you?
Well, that's it. I've noticed some people question that, and they will really feel a connection with someone, and then they'll start questioning, well, I don't know if that's the right one, or maybe that's not my soulmate, or maybe I'm missing the boat, or maybe there's somebody else out there, or maybe there's somebody better, and maybe. And then just last night, in fact, we did a show on intimacy, on fear of intimacy, which is a huge barrier
yeah.
to true love.
Of course.
Right? And this is what we're talking about, is not allowing... I mean, that fear is in the mind. It's all in the mind.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
The fear of intimacy?
The fear of intimacy. It's in your... It's all in your head.
No, you're the 7 of Clubs, so I know that you're going to teach me something. We're talking about destiny cards before the show.
That's right. All right, well,
so
I'll
intimacy,
teach you something.
What are you telling me? Intimacy is in the mind. The block
well,
it, is just
the block
intimacy?
The block is in the mind because, I mean, it comes from experiences and what have you, but it's what you bring forward. So if in your mind you're saying, you know what, I can't trust anybody, I can't allow anybody to look into me, to see me for who I am, the deeper me, because I'm afraid if they see me, they may not like me, and if they don't like what they see, they may leave me. And so then there's this fear of abandonment also. So it's all related to that. Now who's the true love specialist?
You are, Lori.
Hey, we can
You're
make a team
there.
Right
You're
there.
Getting there. Well, the more, you know, true love that we can bring into Montreal, the better.
Yes.
Because it's really is a thing. I believe that if a romantic couple is up on Mount Royal kissing, that makes an energy that goes all over the city like an actual force field.
We should do a kissing.
Yeah.
Right? We should do some kind of Mount Royal kissing. Now, that would be fun. We'll do it as a fundraiser. Well, that's an idea.
I'm encouraging people to have more true love in their life because it affects the world. It changes everything. Just
Absolutely.
It's like a light.
I agree with that. I agree
like
with
a
that.
Vibration or a frequency.
Right.
And so we were talking about fantasy several times earlier, and I think that it's important to look at the difference.
We'll do that in a second,
yeah.
if you don't mind. We'll look at fantasies and the difference between real love and fantasy love, because I think so many of us are caught up in the whole fantasy love. George L. Preslian is my guest. You can go to the website, www.changingyourlovestory.com. You'll get information about a seminar July 14th, which we will tell you about as well. Coming up on Passion, I'm Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
I'm a lawyer, and I have two.
I'm a teacher, and I'm getting one today.
I'm in sales, and I just got one.
Piercings and tattoos are for everyone, so trust Adrenaline Professional Body Piercing and Tattoos to get it done right. Friendly service, the highest standards of cleanliness and safety, and talented artists who ensure you get exactly what you want. Also, check out their great clothing and jewelry. Boutique Adrenaline, voted #1 in Montreal for the last 7 years. Conveniently located on Sherbrooke at Guy. Call 514-938-8884 and visit AdrenalineTattoos.com.
The Sushi Palace. Exotic, affordable dining without the downtown traffic and parking problems. Choose from over 100 items. Sushi, hot Japanese, as well as Szechuan and Thai specialties, all served in an elegant setting. Enjoy to your heart's content for only $19.95 weekdays, $23.95 weekends. Full service, complete satisfaction. That's Sushi Palace. 1803 Poirier, across from Bombardier in Ville Saint-Laurent. For reservations, please call 514-331-8666.
Now, passion heats up on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Dr. Lori Petito, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
About true love and changing your love story. George L. Preslian is my guest, and you can go to the website, changeyourlovestory.com. He's here from California to do a seminar July 14th, and it's on the website as well. He's a true love specialist. He's also a life coach and does a whole other slew of things. We're talking about love and the whole romantic notion of love, the fantasy of love, which, of course, we get from the movies and books and all of that, magazines. I mean, we grow up on, we're spoon-fed that stuff. As little girls, I can tell you that for sure. I don't know about boys. Mm-hmm. But girls grow up, you know, having all these crushes on all these little stars, and there's always the star du jour, right? There's always some teeny bopper star that, I mean, I know I have preteen girls, so I see that happening. Uh-huh. I see the crushes and the fantasy, and then they read the magazines, and what is this building in them?
Like true love.
No,
the
fantasy of true love.
Horrible. Oh, the toxic true love. Stuff. Yeah, okay, the evil true love. It's
so
going to ruin their lives
it?
One day, right?
Well, I hope not, but how do we turn that? Uh-huh. How do we turn the fantasy into something more real so that they are not, so that their expectations are, I don't know, so that they're not maybe hurt by it all or destroyed somehow by it?
No, that's a good question. I think that it's a spiritual phenomenon. If you look at true love as something that it's appropriate to have it in your imagination or in a spiritual place, like keeping it inside of yourself, mm-hmm. you know, the experience of those stories that you heard gives you like a light that shines inside of you. You watch Walt Disney movie or something like that, and you feel like, oh, you know, that feeling, that magical feeling.
And you do. You feel the warmth inside.
Yeah, so I'd say keep it to yourself. I'm joking, but that's a way to start, is to realize that you're having this precious feeling inside of yourself, and as we spoke about earlier, that it's a thing, that feeling is a thing. You call it true love if you want, to everlasting love, whatever you want to call it, but it's a feeling, and it really doesn't have a name.
So that feeling doesn't have to be attached to any one person?
No.
Okay, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it. Now it's that feeling. You could get that from a book or a movie or anything else. It doesn't make it bad as long as you can make the distinction between that feeling that you have and maybe what you develop or the expectation of what comes to you or what you develop.
Absolutely. Anyhow,
okay, let me mull this over a little bit. We'll listen to the news and come right back. George L. Preslian is my guest. The website, www.changingyourlovestory.com. If you have questions for my guest or you want to talk about everlasting love, tonight's your chance, 514-790-0991. This is Passion on CJAD 800.
From the CJAD 800 News Broadcast Center in downtown Montreal.
Good morning, or good evening, rather. It's 10:30. Here's what's making news at this hour.
Marc Lafleur to be sentenced in November, but he's been granted bail until then. I'm Shumi Lee. More on that story coming up.
And police have broken up yet another child pornography ring. But First, checking road closures from the CJAD Lickieper Traffic Center. The Champlain Bridge will only have one lane in either direction between 11 tonight and 5 tomorrow morning. Met westbound down through the Laurentian Merge at 11 until 5 a.m. And the Villemarie eastbound will be closed from Mountain through to Panay from 10 o'clock tonight, from now until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now from the CJAD Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Ed Cowell.
We'll have cloudy skies with a few clear periods overnight. See our temperatures slip to 18 degrees with a light southwest breeze. That wind will shift around to the south tomorrow, once again picking up to 15 to 30 by the afternoon. We'll have cloudy skies, some sunny periods, but scattered showers will develop by the afternoon and reach a high of 26 degrees. There's also a risk of a late day thunderstorm with high 7 on the UV index. For Friday, a nice day to end the work week under plenty of sunshine, a high of 25.
Temperature downtown is 23 degrees. In the news, 27 men were arrested today and all have been charged with being part of a massive child pornography ring.
People were going on a website in Europe and they were exchanging they had access to pornography material and they had access to it, so they were able to telecharge it, so to possess it in their computer.
Sûreté de Québec's Isabelle Martin says the investigation began 2 years ago on a tip from a German internet service provider. Most of the victims were children, but police say in one case, a baby was abused. Maxime Bernier contradicting Julie Couillard on at least one aspect of their failed relationship. Speaking to constituents in the Beauce this evening, the former foreign affairs minister says he had no idea of Couillard's past ties with biker gangs while they were dating. Bernier says he first learned of it after they broke up. But last month, Couillard told a television interviewer that Bernier was well aware of her previous ties with the Hells Angels. Guy Lafleur's son, Mark, has been set free on bail pending his sentencing hearing in the fall. He was convicted of a number of drug and assault charges, but the judge appears to be throwing him a bit of a lifeline. Here's Shu Yi Lee.
The Crown calls Mark Lafleur an aggressive man who's not sorry for what he did or is aware of the consequences, arguing for almost 6 years in prison for a situation she compares to domestic violence. The defense says it was the drugs and alcohol that made him do it, calling for time served and 3 years probation. The judge decided to give him that chance pending sentencing in late November, granting Lafleur bail under a host of strict conditions. Lafleur's lawyer, Mia Manocchio.
He's throwing the ball into Mark Lafleur's court, and he's going to have to decide as to, does he want to abide by those rules that are very strict, or does he want to spend a longer time in prison?
In a victim impact statement, the girl, now 19 but underage at the time of the crimes, laid some blame on the Lafleur family, including hockey legend Guy Lafleur, saying they knew about the abuse but did little about it. Shu Yi Lee, CJAD 800 News.
CJAD News time is 10:33. In sports news, Germany only managed 3 shots on goal against Turkey today, but that's all they needed to advance to the European Soccer Championship final. Philipp Lahm scored the winner in the 90th minute as Germany won its semifinal against Turkey 3-2. Spain and Russia play in the semifinal tomorrow. More news and sports on our website, cjad.com. Recapping the hour's top news story, 27 men arrested. Sûreté de Québec breaks up yet another child pornography ring. I'm Andrew Poplawski. You're listening to Montreal's Voice for in-depth news and stimulating talk. CJAD 800. It's 10:34.
Did you just give birth? Congratulations. Now you too can enter CJAD's special delivery contest and win a great gift courtesy of Durrell Juvenile Group. Entering is not labor intensive. All you have to do is send an email to delivery@cjad.com, giving us all the details, baby's weights, birthplace, phone number, and parents' names. Then listen weekday mornings to the Andrew Carter Show for your special delivery announcement. Congratulations and best of luck from everyone at Montreal. Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Calling all grown-ups, Playhouse Disney Channel is available in Canada.
Well, all right!
Now introduce your little ones to all the lovable characters we grew up with. Laugh and play with Mickey Mouse, Tigger and Pooh, and the gang from Little Einsteins. It's kid-safe, commercial-free, and available 24/7. Playhouse Disney is available to most Family Channel subscribers. So call your TV provider today and ask about Playhouse Disney Channel.
Great idea!
Find out more by visiting PlayhouseDisney.ca.
Now, passion heats up on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Dr. Lori Petito, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
Time, I tell you, with my guest, George L. Presley, a true love specialist in Montreal, to do a seminar July 14th about changing your love story, creating your love story so that you get love in your life. And we're talking about the whole energy of love, and we're having a discussion off air, and I just have to share it with you because it's funny, and yet it illustrates a lot of what George is trying to talk about, and that's about the whole fantasy of love. But think back, and I want all of you girls, all of you women right now, think back to your adolescent, maybe preteen, 11, 12 years. Think of who the heartthrob was at the time. I remember having like mega crush on Leif Garrett, the Bay City Rollers. I'm so dating myself right now, and David Cassidy. And I could spend hours fantasizing just about the love. I just felt all this love, and I would marry him or them, and I would, whatever it was. And that's the kind of
What I was suggesting.
Feeling, right?
The feeling, yeah. I was suggesting that it started with the feeling. And I think, in sitting here in the studio and watching Lori in person, I could see as she was remembering the feeling that she really did have a spectacular true love feeling back then, and then it flipped into fantasy.
Right.
And so what we were saying is if an adult could, well, at least if you're over 18,
yes.
Don't take true love out in public unless you're over 18 or 21 or whatever the legal age is, because we're saying it's an incredibly powerful force. It's very magnetic. And we were saying maybe that's why it's safer for teenage girls to have the true love feeling in the privacy of their home or with their girlfriends.
In their fantasies, right?
Well, first it starts off as an actual feeling I was proposing. And then it flips into fantasy, because what can you do with it if you're a teenage girl?
Right.
You can't actually do anything with it. Yeah, you can't, maybe this is why a stereotype, the beauty pageant contestant who says she wants world peace, and everybody laughs and thinks that's so stupid.
Right.
But, these young women or teenage women maybe have something that no one else has, just spontaneously or naturally. They have some access to the true love feeling. Just like when we go to the movies, again, it's a safe place
to feel that moment of
for a
love.
Flash, for a spark, it's like starlight, just.
Isn't it like guys don't like those chick flicks because there's all that true love stuff in it?
Well, socialization about, feeling that kind of feeling for a guy, he's going to think he's gay. Now, if you are gay, it's not a problem. But if you're not, which some of us are not gay, then you're going to be thinking, oh, no, I cannot even go near that feeling. And, of course, then that makes a separation between men and women, besides the fact that the men aren't feeling that spark. And yet, somewhere inside of them, they are also.
Right. And I'm sure we all crave that. I mean, who doesn't like anyone who knows that feeling, who had that feeling, especially as a teenage girl, or even guys. I would imagine boys, I don't know what boys go through. I can't say. I have daughters. I'm a girl, so I can only talk from the girl perspective. But anybody who's been there knows how powerful that feeling is in those days. And who wouldn't want to have that as an adult?
Yes.
Obviously, we'd want that, but how do we get that? Is that what you're trying to teach people, is how to get that back?
Yes. How to recognize that feeling, like you've done tonight, right here. Just that easy, in your own way. Like, I recognized it by watching the Lady Hawk movie, the other night.
Right.
And I went, that's it. That's the feeling right there between those two lovers.
Okay.
There's a special feeling. And my recognizing it and seeing it out there, I was feeling it inside of me.
Right.
And that's what's important to start with. And then you can start, what are you going to do with that feeling?
Right, because I can't spend my life in fantasy.
Well, we've been talking about fantasy, you know, privately in all the commercials, and we've hardly ever talked to
you
about
it. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Maybe we can't, I don't know. But the idea is that the feeling of true love is real. And all the different kind of fantasies, like I, you know, want to marry the Bay City Rollers, you know, in your case, or whatever it was.
Oh, my God, I have such a reputation. Okay.
No, I mean, she didn't tell me that. I'm just making something up. But whatever fantasies people have, you know, that they concoct, it's like an escape or, you know, a running away from, or it's something that happens to you because you don't know what to do with the true love feeling. But the true love feeling is real. Everyone knows that true love is real.
Okay.
Absolutely. Almost everyone, I think, is still capable of recognizing that true love is a real thing. But then almost instantly, I call it, they get taken out by their mind or by, you know, someone or something. It's just not possible to hold the feeling.
But why isn't it possible to hold the feeling?
A lot of it has to do with the mind. A lot of it has to do with the mind, because if you can hold your mind stable, like we're doing for an hour tonight, we're just holding it steady on true love.
Right, that's very hard to do 24/7, keep your mind steady on this.
Great sex, you know, how many times do you have to do it 24?
How long are you going to do it,
right.
You know?
But if you do it enough, you know, if you do it regularly or whatever, it'll keep you going the whole rest of the week.
That's true. You're absolutely right on that one.
So with true love, if you can feel it a certain amount, you know.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
You know, keep the spark alive.
Right. So you got to find that feeling. Go in within yourself to find that feeling. So whether you are with someone or alone, you can still have that feeling.
Of course. And divorce yourself from any kind of thoughts about doing anything about the feeling to start off with. That's a really important step.
Okay.
You know, just have the feeling as in and of itself and recognize, like we started the show off by saying, it's an actual commodity. True love is a commodity. And if you don't believe me, then look at all the movies and TVs and books and everything. If they didn't have that in it, they wouldn't sell.
Right. To me, it's when you, I hear you talk and I feel like it's almost like just wrapping a warm blanket around you.
Yeah, maybe it's something from the inside, though, that warms you all the way.
Right. Well, that's it. It's like it's from the inside, but it's a warm feeling that can't have all day long, but if you have it enough, like you said, if you have it enough,
it could last all day.
It could last all day. You're less angry. We're all stressed, and it's life gets in the way of a lot of things, right? So if we took that, just those moments to feel what you're saying, which you call true love, and which is that warm feeling, and maybe try and find a way to get that feeling in us, then there may be less hate and less anger, and we could use that more productively.
Yes, and I'm not just talking about love. That's really important to make that distinction, since however we got on this and decided to focus on that. But, you know, the difference between all the different kinds of love, like love for your pets or love for your children or, you know, love for humanity, we're talking about the something, that special, magical, you know, sparkly feeling that isn't necessarily always romantic. A lot of times it's associated with achieving your goals.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of Disney movies, for example, about, you know, people following their dream. And I think there's a kind of that same sparkly feeling of, you know, the true love, like a spiritual thing that you're on your path, you're doing your thing.
I would call that passion. More than anything, to me, that is someone's passion. And when you live your passion, you have that feeling as well.
Yes. And deep down, though, essentially, spiritually, I think that it does eventually lead its way back to some kind of a spiritual, you know, mate or partner that everyone has, you know, but that goes so far into other dimensions and, you know, not of this world and, you know, where we all really truly come from kind of stuff.
Oh,
that,
and then, yeah, then we could talk for about the next, I don't know, 100
it's enough
years.
Just to say true love.
Right. And you talk about changing a personal love story. And what do you mean by that exactly? And when you refer to that personal love story, Is that what I was talking about? Like, what are you?
Yes, absolutely. But if you looked at your whole life, you know, you talked about Leif Garrett and the Bay City Rollers, and, you know, of course your subconscious mind knows every single detail about everything that ever happened to you in your love life.
Right. My first 10-year-old crush I told you about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
or for me or for any of the listeners on the show, you all have your own personal story, which may be, of course, composed of all the things that you've seen and heard and people told you, but it's your story. It's what you've actually lived and what you've gone through inside of you.
Okay.
And your subconscious mind knows your story, and it's possible to extract it. You know, ask your subconscious mind. You could go to sleep tonight in your dreams, and before you go to bed, say, you know, dream about my love story, and when I wake up in the morning or the next few days, start to give me, you know, some concise words or keywords or images, you know, that give me the condensed version. Like, I need a one-paragraph summary to take to the producer of, you know, what's
of my love story
so far.
Okay.
Because if you have that, you can change it.
Well, that's what we'll talk about coming up, is how do we change this love story, and why is it? Why do we need to change that love story? With my guest, George L. Preslian, who is in Montreal from California, giving a seminar on July 14th. You can get information about that by going to www.changingyourlovestory.com. I'm Dr. Lori Battito, and this is Passion on CJAD 800.
Elegant. Sushi Palace, eh? Nice change from French or Italian.
Yeah, and there's Thai in Szechuan, too. Something to drink?
Sake's perfect, thanks. You know, this is as nice as anything downtown.
And we're parked right in front.
It's the food that impresses me. Look at that. Yummy.
Full service, complete satisfaction. That's Sushi Palace. 1803 Poirier, across from Bombardier in Ville-Saint-Laurent. For reservations, please call 514-331-8666.
Have fun and get fit. West Island Pilates, the newest fitness studio in the West Island, invites you to experience smaller, personalized classes designed to put the fun back into fitness while getting results. West Island Pilates offers a wide range of Pilates classes, from mat to reformer, given by expert, certified instructors, as well as fitness, yoga, and dance classes, which include erotic, salsa size, belly dancing, and jazz. There's even mom and tot classes. For more information, log on to westislandpilates.com.
Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
An Astral Media radio station. Astral Media. Entertainment for your world.
François, science has proven that eating gourmet chocolate makes you a better lover.
Where did you hear that?
I have done some research at Gourmet Privilege.
Come on, Jan.
Really? Why are all our clients always smiling?
Because we make the best stuff on the planet.
Mais voilà!
Jan.
Okay, I'm the short fat guy.
And I'm the tall skinny guy.
Together we are Gourmet Privilege.
Gourmet Privilege. With three delicious locations. St. Charles at Brunswick, 1001 Fleury East in Ahuntsic, and Marché Jean Talon.
Now, Passion Heats Up on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Dr. Lori Battito, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
We're talking about love, changing your love story. George L. Preslian is here. He is here July 14th. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the seminar. You're here in Montreal for that seminar.
Yes, yes. No, I actually live in Montreal now.
Oh, you're in Montreal now.
But I was
now.
In San Diego for 14 years, and okay. The websites are all still coming from San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a native from Montreal.
Right. I mean, you left, you came back.
I left and came back.
Yeah. Went to get some training, came
back. It was
back.
Prophesied that I would leave and come back, actually.
Right. Just
it was.
To find your true love.
It was. Actually, I had to learn about the mind,
right,
and focusing the mind in order that we could only now launch this work with love.
Okay, so this is a seminar. Tell me just a little bit about what you do in the seminar. Who the seminar is for?
Well, the seminar is for single women.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure why we did it that way, but I know there was a good reason.
Okay.
And I think it's because of focusing. You know, it gets too confusing if there's too many different kinds of people.
Right.
But the purpose is to show people how to change your love story. And so what you do, as we were speaking before the break or the commercial, that you actually have a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And the act of, you know, coming to the seminar and working with us to actually get your story, either written or just up in your conscious mind. That's all we're trying to do to start off with. Once you have your story, which of course isn't going to be, you know, the whole gigantic life story, it's going to be a summary of it,
right,
that your conscious mind can handle, and then we'll be able to show you how to change it. But just this, that first step, and like I said, people tonight, you can actually program yourself in your dreams. You can go to sleep, ask your subconscious mind.
But why do we need to change the love story? Tell me why. For some people, some people do need to change it. It's like, I use different terminology. We use scripts, like loves. Everybody has a script, a love script. Sometimes, you know, we're not aware of that script, and it comes from watching, looking at people around us, our parents and their love story, and all the other influences that we've had, whether it's trauma or other experiences, and that all creates our script, which is the love story.
Exactly.
Now, sometimes that love story is very negative.
Usually it is. It's full of pain. It's full of usually the worst things that you've experienced in your life.
To do with love.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is an interesting association. This is why I'm saying it took me 20 years before I could even address this directly in public like this with a seminar. We had to work with the mind, first of all, to understand how to handle love on a sustaining basis, how to work with the story and the script, because as soon as you bring it up, you bring up people's worst pain there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it's, you know, we were saying it's like detoxifying and cleansing to, you know, work with your love story ultimately, immediately. But detoxification and cleansing, just like if you go on a fruits and vegetable fast, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to get sick.
You're going to be in the bathroom a lot, yeah.
Yeah, right. On your way to getting much healthier.
Right.
And so, you know, dealing with love, just to approach the subject, we have to immediately, as soon as people have come to the seminar or here even talking about it, we had to sort of set it up in a way that it's okay for people to even listen, for them to even participate, let alone handle their own love story. That's why in the publicity for it on the website, we say, come if you dare.
Right. Well, because there's a lot to you're laying it all out, and sometimes it's not so pleasant. I mean, I shared here some of the, you know, those pleasant, youthful love story kind of things, Leif Garrett and the Bay City Rollers, which, you know, may be typical for some and may not for others. For others, they could have much more painful early memories.
Yeah, and for some people, the really pleasant memories also are very private. You know, some of the most wonderful things that have happened to me in my love life are probably the last things I would ever tell anybody.
Right.
You know, we often, especially in our society, feel more comfortable talking about, oh, I was abused, or my parents did this, or, you know, all the kind of things that happen, because it's more socially acceptable.
Right, right.
But to say, oh, well, I remember my first kiss, and let me tell you about it, you know, forget it. That,
right.
You know, even, but it's this, the beautiful, the negative.
Oh, you just made me remember my first kiss. I can't believe it. You just did it to me right now. Feel the love. In the room right now. George L. Presleyan is here. If you want to find out more about the seminar, go to www.changingyourlovestory.com. Changingyourlovestory.com. Maybe he'll... I know, you know, if we don't all attend the seminar, well, maybe we can find out here a few tips on how one goes about changing that love story. That's coming up on Passion on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
General Motors presents Le Festival International de Jazz de Montréal in association with Rio Tinto Alcan. From June 26th, enjoy 11 days of festivities, noon to midnight in downtown Montreal. Start with the great General Motors opening concert, Chapeau Monsieur Cohen. This tribute to Leonard Cohen features Katie Malua, Chris Botti, Buffy St. Marie, and many more. Chapeau Monsieur Cohen gets the party going this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Corner St. Catherine and Jamas, in association with the Gazette and CJAD 800.
Isn't it time you put a little adrenaline into your body? Adrenaline Professional Body Piercing and Tattoos has been voted number one shop in Montreal for the last 7 years running. Their hygiene standards surpass all government guidelines, so you know you're in good hands. Boutique Adrenaline offers custom tattoos and piercings, permanent makeup, as well as a beautiful assortment of clothing and jewelry. Go ahead, get some adrenaline. Boutique Adrenaline, conveniently located on Sherbrooke and Guy. Call 514-938-8884 and visit AdrenalineTattoos.com.
Now, passion heats up on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Dr. Lori Petito, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
George L. Presley, and he's making me talk about all the love stuff in my life, all the young stuff that I hadn't thought about in absolute years, which is part of my love story, as you say. And I don't personally want to change my love story, but some people do, and I guess that's what the seminar is for, right? Why? Why do people want to change their love story?
You know, why? Let's say that it's that people don't need to, they don't have to. And what we're proposing to people is that you can.
Okay.
And so maybe if people can think about if you would like to change your love story. You know, a lot of people are attached to the story that they have right now because the story that you have is running your life. So the story and your life are one and the same, kind of.
You know, so if I'm content, then there's no need to change that? Like, what are you talking
about? People are content in their misery sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true too.
Your whole life is usually circulating around, you know, the conditions that you have. You have your friends because those are the ones who like to listen to your problems, you know, things like that. All I'm saying is to become conscious that you have a love story in the first place.
Okay.
That's the first step. Once you do, and you're honest with yourself, and you compare it to true love, that you know the story of that you've been told, and you can go, maybe what if I could have that? Maybe what if I could have more of that? Maybe what if my story could be more like that? Because your story and your life are not the same thing.
Okay, which is interesting. So it's not about needing to going out to find someone to love or having to change the person you love now. It's just about feeling more love in your life.
It's a way of changing the story inside of you that's generating all of the feelings and your whole life.
But if that story is positive, if I have a positive view of my love story,
mm-hmm.
what happens versus if you have a negative view?
Well, we started off, you know, arguing and everything. We should get back to that now, I think.
So,
you know,
uh-oh,
I'm
going to
say, you know, no one has a positive love story. Everybody's got, you know, room for improvement.
Okay.
And so why stop having better and better love story, better and better love life? And the only way to have a better and better love life, you know, the world needs more better quality love in it, for example.
That's true.
Do it for humanity.
Do it.
Not
do
for
it
yourself.
Do it for humanity. Okay. No, I do agree that it's that old expression, right? Love makes the world go round.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And it is a positive. I mean, nobody can deny that. Love is a positive force. And we should all experience love.
One of the things that people will say is, well, I have, you know, I'm okay, I'm good, because they don't want to maybe, you know, explore. People get comfortable with a certain amount or a certain arrangement or a certain lifestyle,
right.
And yet they're burying deep inside of themselves some of their lost hopes and dreams or some of those teenage feelings. Like, it's right. not as full as it could be, even right. they know.
And it has nothing to do with getting rid of the love in your life, if that love is good.
You can make the love in your life a lot
better. Right. Okay. That's what I wanted to hear, is that it's not about you're not necessarily satisfied with your relationship, but you can have more love in the relationship you have, even if it is already a loving relationship.
Absolutely. I think the reason that some people do, you know, when they go to a spiritual growth workshop or something, end up, you know, changing relationships is because the other partner doesn't want to do the kind of changing that they're doing.
Okay.
You know, it's possible, though, for both to change together. And maybe sometimes there is some destiny or something involved, and it is appropriate for, you know, people. I watched something on YouTube about Osho, and he was saying, you know, when you come together, and he was saying marriage, like, destroys society or something like that. And he's saying that you should just come together, and when you're not loving each other, you should break apart. But marriage keeps you stuck together.
Okay, well, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's a
whole
other topic.
Oh, my God, that's a whole other topic for a whole other show. Well, you know what? This was really fun. Thank you so much for a very enlightening and stimulating conversation right here. George L. Presley, and you can find out more by going to www.changingyourlovestory.com. Hope we'll get a chance to speak again.
Okay, thank you for having me.
And that's the seminar is July 14th. If you need to reach me, you can go to my website, www.drlaurie.com, DRLAURIE. Merv Williams, thank you so much for keeping us on track tonight. News is coming up next, followed by the CJAD Comedy Show, hosted by Joey Elias. Then Peter Anthony Holder hosts Holder Overnight. And Last Call with Saul. Have a wonderful rest of the night. And please remember, life is short, so do take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Passion is brought to you by Gourmet Privilège, creators of outstanding chocolates, cakes, Danish, and breads. 1001 Fleury in Ahuntsic, St. Charles and Brunswick in Kirkland, and Marché Jean Talon.
From the CJAD 800 News Broadcast Center in downtown Montreal.
Good evening. It's...